Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bills, bringing back someone from the past, they are signing former All-Pro safety Micah Hyde for the stretch run. I think I said running back in my tease earlier.
Now we're good.
All right. Anyway, they're bringing back their safety Micah Hyde to Buffalo. So, and we know that they are trying to make that push. They clinched the AFC East title, and now they're trying to gear up to try to finally get over that hump and get to a Super Bowl.
And let's just talk about the process of doing this nowadays. This is just something. So they're going to sign him to practice squad, right? Try to get him ramped up. Try to get him ready for game action. And then down the stretch, you hope that he can actually be of assistance. And this is just something you could not do until, what, Bo, maybe 4 years ago?
COVID changed all this.
You could not sign a guy that long in the tooth to the practice squad. And now you can, and it has completely changed the way these late-season signings have gone.
And here's the cool thing. I just want to say this real quick about the story. He announced his return, but he also told the media that he's definitely retiring after this two-month stint with the Bills, and he's just back to try to help them win a Super Bowl.
I respect this so much. If we can't win a Super Bowl, I would not be bothered in any way, shape, or form if Buffalo won the Super Bowl.
Because yeah, they're fun to cheer for.
I love Josh Allen. You know, you've got three quarterbacks in the AFC that are so different but so similar at the same time. And Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen. I think no one would dispute they're all three elite players. One is extremely elite with his speed and his legs. The other is, I think, extremely elite with his power running and his and Lamar Jackson, his arm as well, because he can flick a wrist and throw it 70 yards. But Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes is extremely elite with his brain and his arm, but his legs is just a tool to use the other two more efficiently, or more proficiently, I guess I should say.
And it's kind of crazy. Lamar has done that at times, and he's been able to do that. I would say I'm with you on the Buffalo thing, because I think that Buffalo's franchise, that you share like a misery bond.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, they've had some heartbreaking moments in their franchise's history the same way Falcons fans have. The other thing I'll say, who was it last year that signed Eric Weddle? Or maybe 2 years ago that
signed
Eric
Weddle? It would have been the Ravens.
It was the Ravens that signed him in the stretch run?
Yeah.
That was like...
It's a good memory.
You're like, man, like...
I had Weddle a couple interviews.
He felt like he came out of nowhere that year, right? And it feels like maybe they're trying to do the same thing here with Micah Hyde. And I'm here for it, man.
I just want to give my thoughts quickly on the Bills and the stuff that you guys were saying. When I had them week one, it was just cool to see. You had DeMar Hamlin come back. You had this new receiving core with a bunch of guys that kind of at various points in their career felt like they were told they weren't good enough and had been cut or had to, you know, bounce on to another team here and there. So I thought that aspect of them was cool. And then, of course, Josh Allen. Yeah. And then Josh Allen just doing what he does, being elite. Again, he powered through a wrist injury in the game that I had. But one cool thing that I didn't get to share with you guys is in our meeting with Sean McDermott, you know, we're casually talking. I think I'd asked a question. And within the answer to his question, he's like, well, you know, I mean, you're an athlete. And I'm sitting here like, wait. What did he slip? Did he slip that in? Like, how did he know that? And I thought that was cool. I later learned, he likes to know who he's talking to.
I love that.
And he looks up stuff about, you know, the announcers.
It's like he's a government official walking in and getting the guy to his ear going, "Hey, Tiffany Blackman,
He just dropped it in and kept talking. And then in my head, I was like, "Wait a minute. Wait, did I tell him I played soccer? I have no idea." So anyway.
I don't want to ruin this story. I'm not sure he looked it up, but I'm sure he had someone
with, exactly. You know, who knows?
I'm just kidding. I'm just being a little bit of a jerk there. It's just a joke. But the one thing I'll say about the Micah Hyde thing real quick, don't forget, they don't have to have him ever, I think, on the active roster. Because most likely he won't be active for a week or two, right?
Sure.
And then you can do a standard elevation. For, I think you get five, maybe? It's four or five?
I think it's four.
Because Damone Harris, who just had to be activated to the active roster for the Falcons, was that guy for a while. He played his way onto the roster.
Yeah, exactly.